Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Robbie Motter. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Women's Business Talk Radio Network. My show is called Diva Weekly Strategies for Success. And each week I bring you some great tips that you can use either in your business or for your personal self. Today I'm going to talk about why building your profile through community involvement is good for you and your business. Did you know that showing up and participating with groups and or organizations that you belong to is one of the most positive ways to build your business and personal brand? I know that all of you belong to many, many organizations, so this is something for you to think about. There is a silver lining to every cloud, and many challenges can indeed provide an opportunity to connect with your community and give something back, while generating exposure for your business and yourself at the same time. Keeping tabs on industry happenings, the competition, and your target markets is key to survival and growth. But watching those items and ignoring the community just outside your front door is like checking for vital signs without taking a pulse. Community relation efforts typically can't be directed, linked to bottom line results. But don't discount the intangible connections and halo effect achieved by supporting your community. What's good for your community is also good for your business. There are many reasons why being involved with your community makes sound business sense. Our society's most celebrated companies, the ones that inspiring entrepreneurs emulate, have sound business models and strong management as their foundation. Those companies also support their community with gifts of money and time and treat their employees and customers with respect and care. On the most fundamental level, being involved in your community builds goodwill. Mutual understanding and respect go a long way toward establishing a healthy environment conducive to your organization's success. Demonstrating commitment to your community resonates with other businesses and citizens who share your values. Remember, you never know where your next big customer might come from. Understanding your community and its needs, as well as what members of your community have to offer, can influence the direction of your business. Identifying customer needs is much easier to do when you're out interacting. The information that you gather while working in your communities will inform your product and service development. It will help you identify where your organization's value lies and help you save valuable resources by learning what products or services your customers do not want or need. You can improve productivity and effectiveness and even learn ways to reduce costs through your customer ways to reduce costs through your interactions with your community. The information that you gather while working in your communities will inform your product and service development. You can improve productivity and effectiveness and even learn ways to reduce costs, as I said, through your interactions with your community. This is a big key point. Your community's development and changes impact your business and can make or break the economic health of your arena. You've invested in your community by establishing your business operations there. As a business owner, that commitment is just the beginning of your relationship. Changes, both positive and negative, can substantially affect your business. Your business perspective is vital to political and community groups that create and influence legislation. You can help maintain an environment where free enterprise is able to flourish. Did you know that many prospective employees look at potential employers' community involvement as part of their evaluation of the organization? They want to understand the mission, whether it would be a good fit for their working style, career development, and personal value. Job candidates who work hard to find career opportunities that align with their personal values become committed employees. They become champions of your organization's mission, products, and services. That's the kind of employee every business wants. Did you know also that investors are also looking beyond financial results when evaluating companies? Many are drawn to companies that are both profitable and conduct business in accordance with the principles of social responsibility. That's why a broad range of socially responsible mutual funds have been seen great success. Above all, being involved in your community is the right thing to do. When you look back on your life's work, what do you want to be known for? You'll sleep better knowing you've helped someone besides yourself. If you just tuned in, you're tuned in to Robbie Motter of the Deep Strategies for Success. And today's topic, we're talking about community involvement is a good thing for your business and your profile. Did you know that Woody Allen once said 80% of success is showing up? And he was right. Showing up is the easiest way to differentiate yourself from the competition because most of them don't. However, it's the other 20% of what happens when you show up that's going to determine whether or not you will be truly great. I always say that showing up is like a treasure map. You never know what treasure you may find. Before you show up at organizations or are looking for community events, there's some work to be done. What organizations, clubs, nonprofits are you showing up at? Who shows up at the place you are going? Are there opportunities with these people for some co-branding or co-partnering, which becomes a win-win for both? So how do you begin? Well, you start by research where you're going, research what you need, look at what organizations your customers are showing up at, and who has helped you in these same areas before. Also, do you have your 30-second commercial in your how can I help you statement down pat? Do you also know what it is you need so they can help you as well? If you are part of an organization, what are you doing for these organizations? Do you show up regularly? Do you offer to take part in the organization by being an officer or working on a committee? Remember, you have to give to get. So what are you giving to the organization or others? Even if it's only a little, it will make a difference. So start today to evaluate what you can do for this organization. First off, is your membership up to date? Think about what you can do to make a difference and start doing it. Think back on a recent show-up event. Did you really want to go or did you talk yourself into it? Did you make some great contacts or did you just walk over to the people you already knew rather than meeting new people? Did you also share with them what it is you were looking for? Did you follow up with them? I find that one of the biggest things that people do not do, they're pretty good about getting the business cards and showing up, but the follow-up is where everybody seems to fall back on. Again, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Robbie Motter of Diva Weekly Strategies for Success, and this week I'm talking about community involvement and why it's a good thing for you and your business. So we're going to continue on this subject. Are you using all the tools the organization has to market yourself and your business? Does the organization have a website? Does it allow you to post items? Does the organization have a Facebook page? Are you posting information about you and your business on their site? What about the local media in your area? Do they have a social media page? What are you doing on those pages to promote you and your business? What other opportunities are there in your area? For instance, in my area, I live in the Menifee, California area. We have a Menifee Valley Chamber that has wonderful mixers, coffee, special events, and ribbon cuttings. So you know, one of the things that I do is I check their event page often so that I don't miss an event. So do you have a Chamber of Commerce in your area? Are you checking out their events? Do you know if they have a Facebook page as a chamber where you can post things about you and your business? And what happens is that once you post on a chamber page, that reaches all their members. For instance, my Menifee Chamber has over 3,000 friends. So that means if I post something there, my message is going out to 3,000 people. What other opportunities are in your area for business? Another thing that we have, 24/7 is an online Facebook page that is a online, like a media newspaper. So again, I can post free on that, and they have over 6,000 friends. Another local newspaper in our area is the Menifee Buzz. They also have a Facebook page. They also are a print copy that gets delivered to homes. But on their Facebook page, there are a couple of thousand friends. So again, look at that. On the 24/7, there is over 6,000. The Menifee Buzz, I have over 2,000. And my Chamber of Commerce, I have over 3,000. So look at that. I'm at almost 10,000 people just on those three sites. So what do you have in your site? You need to Google what is available as online calendars. Also, many times your city has Facebook pages where you can also post upcoming events and things your company might be doing or things you may be looking for. Are you doing anything there as well? So why take time to post on these sites? Well, it gets you and your business name out there, helps you to connect with all the people that they are connected with, opportunity to post an event you are doing or an organization event that you are part of, opportunity to leave a comment on someone else's posting, thus again getting your name out there. Also the opportunity to ask for something you're looking for. Recently, I was looking for a shoe repair shop, and I posted it, and within maybe 5 minutes, I had 10 responses of where some shoe repair shops in my area were. But it could be a business item or something you're looking for. Again, it comes back to the ask. So, you know, if your customer base can be from anywhere, then you might want to look at these stats. But more important, use the local opportunities if you only want local customers. Before we go into some of the key, nationwide stats, I want to say again, this is Robbie Motter of Diva Weekly Strategies for Success on Blog Talk Radio, Women's Business Talk Radio Network, where each week on Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, I bring you some strategies for success and some tips that might help you grow your business, grow your brand, or get yourself more well-known. Here are some key media kickoffs for social media for 2012. At the time I took the statistics, Facebook had over 800 million users, Twitter had 21 million users, and LinkedIn has over 64 million users in the North American alone. Have you ever checked to see how many people, if you're using those sites, that you have? Because when you post something, those are the people you're going to reach. That's why it's so important to reach out. I know I have, for instance, on LinkedIn, I have over 2,105 people connected to me, which connects me to 15,727,554 people. And in the last couple weeks, 22,134 people joined that level of the 15 million. So again, I mean, this is big. So you have to think big. Think outside the box. An average Facebook user has 130 friends and likes 80 pages. 56% of consumers say that they are more likely to recommend a brand or service after becoming a fan. Each week on Facebook, more than 3.5 billion pieces of content is shared. 34% of marketers have generated leads using Twitter. 55% of Twitter users access the platform via their mobile device. E-marketers estimate that there will be 21 million Twitter users in the U.S. by the end of this year, and a sizable majority of those will use the service at least in part to follow brands. So as you can see, we're not talking little numbers. We are talking big numbers. And so look at also the numbers that the organizations you belong to are connected to, because they have big numbers as well. How else can you build your brand? How about being interviewed on a radio show? There are some sources you can sign up that give you a free list of radio shows looking for people to interview. One of them is www.radioguestlist.com. And then it'll take you to a page where you can sign up free, and then they will send you each day, you get samples of shows looking for people to interview. Or you could set up your own radio show on Blog Talk Radio. You go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Again, the radio guest list is www.radioguestlist.com. And then you click to where it says sign up free. And if you want to do your own radio show, go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Another way to build your brand is to speak for an organization or club. Well, how do you find out where these opportunities are? Well, first off, you can contact your local chambers, get a list of all the nonprofits and organizations and clubs in your area. Then you contact their program chairs and find out what topics they might be looking for. Make yourself a one sheet that lists your name, contact information, and topics you can speak on, as well as what they will learn, maybe a short one paragraph of what they'll learn from what you're speaking on. So you can send it out to them for consideration to speak. That way, again, you're building your brand. And, you know, the more you speak, the better you're going to get at it. You'll become an expert. The first few times, you may be very nervous. So start with smaller groups. But then you'll be able to, when you're speaking for 10,000 people, it's no different than speaking for five. What you do when you have an audience, I remember last year I spoke for 10,000 at the LA Coliseum. And what I did is I just found a few people to look at and focus on. And so I never had the feeling that there were 10,000 people looking at me. What about doing interviews with newspapers and magazine reporters? There's another great place that you can find people looking to do these interviews, and it's also free to sign up. It's called www.help.reporter.com. Again, www.helpareporter.com. It's a free source, and they send you detailed information of what they're looking for and the contact person for you to connect with. This is also great because as you're being interviewed in these stories and magazines, they're going to say who you are and how people can contact you. So again, that's another great way to build your brand and get yourself known. And there are some great opportunities. In fact, sometimes I've even seen on where they're looking for in the radio one, where there's TV shows, there's some new TV shows coming up, and they're looking for people to be on them. And basically what happens is you send your inquiry, you respond to the inquiry, and you tell them why they should interview you. And, you know, we all have a passion. We all are great at what we do, so we need to blow our own horns when responding and let them know why they need to interview you. What about co-branding, or what they call cause-related marketing? Again, this is Robbie Motter of Diva Strategies for Success, and today we're talking about why it's important to connect with nonprofits and organizations and how it can help build your brand. And right now we're talking about co-branding, or what they call cause-related marketing. Cause-related marketing may be the key to reaching your target market. Corporate responsibility and philanthropy. These are often used to describe cause-related marketing. an activity in which a business joined with charities, nonprofits, or causes to market an image, product, or service for mutual benefit. Embracing a cause makes good business sense. Nothing builds brand loyalty among today's increasingly hard-to-please consumers like a company's proven commitment to a worthy cause. Other things being equal, many consumers would rather do business with a company that stands for something beyond profits. Cause-related marketing can become a cornerstone of your marketing plan, and I hope each of you have a marketing plan, because that's really key for you and your business. Your cause-related marketing activity should be highlighted in your company's reputation, should highlight your company's reputation within your target market. Cause-related marketing can positively differentiate your company from your competitors and provide an edge that delivers other tangible benefits. Why? What are some of the tangible benefits of cause-related marketing? Well, you have increased sales, you have increased visibility, increased customer loyalty, enhanced company image, positive media coverage. This is a way to merge your profit center with your passion center and build a business that mirrors your personal values, beliefs, and integrity. The most important tool is seek first to help others before seeking others to help you. Let me say that again, because I think that is really key. Seek first to help others before seeking others to help you. Do not expect anything in return for helping others. The rule of reciprocity will take care of that for you. The rule is like karma. If you help others without expecting anything in return, you will be paid back somewhere, sometime, and typically your return will be much greater than you even imagined. How about doing a blog? There are lots of free places you can set up your blog. One of them is www.wordpress.com. The other one is www.blogger.com. You can also look at local blogs and see if you can be a contributor to their blog. What are some of the reasons to blog in addition to getting your name known more? Well, blogging makes you a better thinker. Blogging makes you a better listener. Blogging makes you a better writer. Blogging makes you a better speaker. Blogging allows you to test out new ideas. Blogging makes you a better networker. And the end result, as a blogger, you will be using another step to build your brand for you and your business. Again, we'll talk about, with going back to why not do your own radio show. There are many places you can go to set up a free radio show. As I said, Blog Talk Radio allows you to set up your own show free, and it's a great way to get started. You can do a weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly show, and it is so easy to record your show or to do it live, to set up your episodes upcoming, and they walk you through it. They have some fabulous training, and again, it's all free. So go to www.blogtalkradio.com. Having your own radio show can be a terrific business building opportunity for you. Putting together a radio show is a great way to get to be known in your community as an expert in your field. Remember, I said that we are all experts, so we need to share that expertise with others. A radio show gets you in contact with hundreds or thousands of prospective clients all at once. You build chemistry, establish yourself as an expert, and your clients will enjoy hearing you on the radio, with the end result, you and your company will become better known. So again, it is another wonderful way to build your brand and get known. Another thing, one of the things I totally believe in is the power is in the asking. There are many experiences in my life to prove to me there's power in the sentence, ask and you shall receive. If you don't ask, people don't know what you're looking for. In most cases, you will not get what you want. It's just common sense. It is in the manner that you ask, and if it isn't within the reach of the other party or parties, they will give you what you want. Let me share a quick example. I spoke at a Los Angeles conference last year on the subject of showing up and the power is in the asking. And as I came back to my table, on the one side of me was a young woman who had flown into Los Angeles from Colorado, and on the other side was a good friend of mine from Los Angeles and a friend that she had bought. And I was sharing with them the story of a person in Menahue who wanted to meet a very famous entertainer who we had, because somebody knew that person, we were able to make it happen. And the woman from Colorado said, "Oh, I would love to meet Neil Diamond." And the person to the left of me, who was my friend, said, "Oh, that's easy. My friend, who was sitting next to her, sister-in-law is actually one of Neil Diamond's backup singers. And he has her on speed dial." So he immediately called her. Well, the bottom line is, it didn't happen overnight, but just this week in Colorado, Neil Diamond performed, and this woman was given tickets for her and her friends and was taken backstage, and she got to meet Neil Diamond and get his autograph and talk with him. So again, had she not said, "This is what I'm looking for," we wouldn't have known, my friend wouldn't have known, and I had no idea that my friend had his, you know, that had this power to connect right with one of the backup singers. His sister-in-law was one of the backup singers for Neil Diamond. You just never know where you're going to be, where somebody is going to be there that can open that door for you. So think about it. It's like if you saw the movie The Bucket List, you know, what is in your bucket list? And if you don't have one, you need to find one. Again, this is Robbie Motter of Blog Talk Radio, Women's Business Talk Radio Network, and this is Diva Weekly Strategies for Success. You know, why most people don't ask? First of all, they fear rejections. They're worried that what they ask for will be turned down. Secondly, they're afraid if they ask the wrong thing, this makes them look stupid and less intelligent. And thirdly, they don't even know they can get what they want just by asking in the first place. Where can you apply this? You can ask for what you want in every situation of your life or business. In selling, asking plays an important role. You have to ask for the close, which many people are afraid to do. If you want a spouse to do something, just ask for it. Don't assume he or she already knows what you need done. But how do you ask? Know what you want. You can only ask for what you want when you know what you want. Set a target figure if you are in a business dealing. Be specific. Be daring. Ask for something much better than what you want, and you'll get what you want. Assume that you already got it when you ask. Don't hesitate and be confident when you ask for what you want. But how do you ask? Forget how people look at you. What is important that you get what you want? It is up to the person hearing the request to decide whether your request is reasonable or not. They may have the context to put you in touch with the people you need to meet in order to make what you want happen. And remember, people really do like to help. So give them that opportunity. Start showing up. Remember that showing up is your treasure map and applying the principle of asking and what you want. You'll see that your life and your business will become richer and more exciting. And remember to give back to the organizations you belong to. Remember, if you don't show up or get involved in your community, you could have met that special person for business, fun or life, that you were supposed to meet. You could get involved in something that is totally your passion. And if you don't ask, you won't get it. So remember, by showing up, you're going to have better brand recognition for you and your business, more context, more dollars in your bottom line, lasting relationship, and a faster roadmap to success for you and your business. It has been my pleasure tonight to be with you and share this topic of getting involved. And I am Robbie Motter. I am a marketing PR consultant, a national certified speaker, seminar leader, coach, author, and radio talk show host. I'm also an expert in getting government contracts for small business owners. I spent many years in corporate America before starting my own business. If you would like to reach me, you can call me at 888-244-4420. And my email is rmotter@aol.com. My website is www.robbiemotter.com. And I have a blog at http://blog.rmotter.com. I hope to see have you join me again. Next week, I'm going to be talking about how to put successful events together. So I hope you will join me then. And some other upcoming topics are working with the media and how to do a PR release. If you are interested in knowing more about community involvement, if you will send me an email, I do have a PowerPoint that I could send you that has a lot of the things I talked about tonight for. Just send me your email and I'll be happy to send it to you. If you'd like to be a guest on my show starting next month, please send me an email, rmotter@aol.com. And if you have some questions on anything of today's show, please, again, send me an email or give me a call at 888-244-4420. Thank you so much. It was wonderful being here with you. And again, remember, being a part of an organization, club, is a great way to build your brand and your name. Bye now.